Hello, it's been a cold and frosty day today. And as I was driving through the village, I decided to stop at Greg's and get a bacon butty. And it reminded me of one of the best projects that I did when I was teaching. So the podcast today is going to be about developing a project, going with it, and then using that as a basis for more elaborate projects. But more importantly, one of the most important things to teach in special needs education are life skills. Life skills such as buttering bread, changing money for something, counting things out. Real things, not counters or cubes, but real things like barn cakes, shopping, cooking. All those things are really important. Plus, working towards a common purpose, a shared purpose, and actually working for a reward too. So I thought it would be great to just talk a little bit about how the Bacon Butty Company came into existence and grew to be an incredibly successful mini business. On Friday mornings, I used to make toast as a treat. And I've never had a class where the children didn't enjoy a piece of toast or enjoy sitting together and eating. Occasionally, there's been a student who doesn't like the same as the others, but I don't have an issue with them sitting there and not eating. And quite often, after a few weeks, they'll join in and eat the same as everyone else, which has been a great triumph for some of the students. And if I get chance, I'll touch on that later. So we used to make toast round about break time. And one student would be very closely supported to use the toaster, which is a great skill for any young person to learn. It would all be risk assessed. He would make the toast, and then each of the other students would get an opportunity to spread butter on the toast. Now, they could choose butter or margarine. And making choices is one of the absolute fundamental things to teach a student to do. Do you want this or this? And those kind of choices are great because no one loses out. It doesn't matter which they choose, but they get to feel like they're making a choice and they could choose, do you want brown toast or white toast? Do you want butter or margarine? Do you want jam? Each of those things was a choice for them. And we even looked at a little bit of maths. How many pieces do you want? Do you want one or two? Shall we cut them in half? Can you cut them in half? Can we cut them into quarters? These are squares. These are triangles. Lots of practical maths there. And the children don't even know that they're learning. They're just doing their maths. They're just making their toast. And while they're doing it, they're learning some maths along the way. Anyway, they got very good at making toast. And one day, one of the more able students said, you know, it'd be great if we made bacon butties. And I'm like, you know what? That's a fantastic idea. We had an electric frying pan. So the next week, I went along to Aldi, bought some bacon and bought some barm cakes. And we talked about how this would be different and who would be the person to cook the bacon. Could we take it in turns? We bought barm cakes that were already cut in half, so we didn't need to worry about using sharp knives cutting them in half. And we had tomato ketchup or brown sauce, so again, a choice. The smell was fantastic. The students absolutely loved it. it was like a huge feast to them. And the staff were really excited that there was enough for them as well. The smell of the bacon butties went drifting out into the corridor, and the people in the next classroom, the teacher stuck her head round the corner and said, "Have you got any more?" And I'm like, "No, I'm really sorry, but I will do some more next week." So the Bacon Butty Company was born. And I had a mixed ability class, very mixed ability. So I had some students who actually were very, very capable of frying the bacon. They could see when it was done. They could use the utensils correctly and the equipment correctly. I had students who there was no way they could do that. However, they could be our delivery person and with support deliver the bacon butty to the head teacher, which was a long walk down several corridors. And that little guy was so made up that he had a job to do, and he did it so well. And in about the third or fourth week of doing it, we gave him the bacon butty and said, go and take it to the head. And he went all on his own. He walked along three corridors, knocked on the door and delivered the bacon butty. It was a huge triumph for him. We had other students who would take orders. Some of them could take money. Some of them could count money. We had one person whose job it was to put the ketchup or the brown sauce on. We had other students who could butter the barm cakes if wanted. We had students who could clean up. It was fantastic, really, because each student had a job to do. And they'd do that same job for a few weeks, and then we'd swap round. And eventually, most of the students had a go at nearly all of the jobs. And we extended the idea to actually include going and shopping. I was very fortunate. I had a TA who had a car, which was insured to take students out. So she would take two students and go to the supermarket, and they would do the shopping. They'd find the bacon, they'd find the barm cakes, the butter, the ketchup. They would pay for it and pack it. Loads of skills there. Absolutely brilliant experience for them. And again, we could rotate the students that went out. Sometimes two TAs would go out and three students would go, but still it was fantastic. So they really understood what they were doing. They were going to buy the bacon and the bread to make the bacon butties. I had another student who was very keen on ICT and was thrilled when I said, "Okay, then you can make a poster." And we had posters around the school, and very quickly the Friday Morning Bacon Butty Company was selling 60 bacon butties. Then we realised we're making a huge profit, so we made a ton of money, and we were like, "Well, what are we going to do with this money?" And we decided to buy a better electric frying pan. We decided to buy some white aprons so the cooks could have white aprons on. We also decided that the whole class could go out for a treat, and we opted to go to a nearby cafe that knew us, and they accommodated us going for afternoon tea, which was just brilliant. Yeah, we learn absolutely loads and loads, and the social skills were really increased by doing this. Their math skills were increased. Their independent living skills were increased. And it became a social event that the whole Key Stage looked forward to every Friday, not to mention the staff. So it was just a fantastic project. We eventually went had two frying pans on the go, so we could do egg sandwiches for people who were vegetarian or couldn't eat bacon. And that was great. That was a huge success as well. Different set of skills cooking eggs. Some of the students who generally found it very difficult to work as a team had found their niche. Like one student, her job was just to put the empty packets from the balm cakes, the bacon, serviettes and the paper towels that had been used into the bin. And she was so efficient at doing that. And then we taught her how to wipe the tables down, and she became fantastic at doing that. And these were skills that many years later, she was able to wipe tables down in a cafe, in a real community cafe. So I think it's never too early to start thinking about what skills have these students got? Can we help them to get better at it, to get more skilled? Can we encourage the parents to do some of this at home? So there was a student in that group who was very, very active and needed, he had one-to-one support, and he really needed that one-to-one support to let him be part of a lesson. If he didn't have the one-to-one support, he was out the door and running around. And this was one of the first projects that he really bought into and understood. If I do this, and his job was putting the ketchup on, if I do this, when everybody's bought their bacon butties, then I'm going to get one and I'm going to sit and eat it with my class. And his mum was on the governor's, and unbeknown to me, the governors were having a meeting, and she had asked, could she come down to see him? And I looked up to see her and the head teacher peeping through the door, and they came in, and she said, I would never, ever have believed that he could have sat with a class eating a bacon butty, nobody next to him, and behaving beautifully. And I just realised in that moment that that was a huge step forward to for him to have made. Massive for his mum to see. And she said, well, maybe we could take him to a cafe. And I'm like, maybe you could. Maybe he could help you make breakfast at the weekend. And on the Monday morning in the homeschool book, she put, he made bacon butty. And she was just so thrilled. He actually just put the ketchup on, but he understood the whole process. And a couple of months later, he was frying the bacon with his dad, and he was doing it safely. And that was a little family tradition that they started making bacon butties. It was just a huge step forward for him. Previously to that, he wasn't in the kitchen because he caused chaos in the kitchen. But he'd learnt pan was hot from doing this at school. You had to be careful. You couldn't put your fingers in. You couldn't taste the bacon until it was your turn. So there were so many little steps and lessons that he learnt by being part of the bacon butty company that then the parents could take home and work with. And it was a huge step forward. And it was the beginning of many other little cooking projects they did at home. And they now go on holiday and he goes into restaurants and behaves beautiful. Admittedly, it is, you know, many years on, but these were the first small steps that he took, the first small social skills of working in a group, being part of a group, understanding he had to wait his turn, understanding that he would sit at the table and eat his bacon butty, not everybody else's. So I thought it was a brilliant project. And every year when I got a new class, we did the bacon butty project in the spring term. We went on to a more sophisticated project in the summer term, and it became like a rite of passage for those students. They knew they were going to do the bacon butties when they came to my class, and it was just brilliant, because it was like when you're older, you can make bacon butties. So a tradition, and one that they still remember. If I bump into them quite often, they remember the bacon butty, and that's what they tell me. That and odd socks. I was going to end each podcast with a funny little story. There were so many funny little stories during the bacon butty company. Of course, the odd student would eat one of the customers' bacon butties before he handed it to them. Of course, the tomato ketchup went everywhere. There were just so many little incidents, gloriously chaotic incidents. Of course, eggs got cracked and went on the table. None of these skills are learnt easily, and none of them can be taken for granted. Cracking eggs is so difficult. So, yeah, embrace it. Go small to begin with. Maybe just start with toast. go small, get it right. Make sure that every student is engaged. If there are kids that have very low ability, maybe children who aren't able to use their hands, find a job for them. Can they use a switch to say, hello, would you like a bacon butty today? Or can they be the person that delivers the bacon butties? Think about a role for every student in the class. They all have to be included, and it's important to give the right level of support for them. But yeah, go ahead and make a bacon butty Friday morning. You'll make yourself happy, the kids happy, the TAs happy, and everybody who eats a bacon butty happy. One of my favourite things to do. Take care.